online in the Dobbs 40th Anniversary Sweepstakes at gotodobbs.com. Big prizes, big thanks from the Dobbs family and the Dobbs family of associates to you. Dobbs, no purchase necessary. Must be 21 years of age to enter. See store for details.
Ocuvite is a vitamin just for the eyes, with vital eye nutrients that help protect your eye health from the inside. From Bausch & Lomb.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work or at home and then developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Miller Firm today, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-882-2525. That's 800-882-2525. 800-882-2525. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone Complete Auto Care.
All right, it's Monday. I almost said, all right, all right, all right. That's Matthew McConaughey. Is that what he does?
Yes.
All right, all right, all right. Monday means it's time for a little tech talk. I actually have a short contribution to the segment today, and it has to do with Facebook. I know. I don't even have a Facebook page, but I can still talk the talk. Jose Hernandez is standing by, and he would be more than happy to help you with whatever it is that's got you so confused. Your TV, or the TV you're thinking about getting, or iPad or other tablet or laptop or PC or telephone. I know, it's very confusing. Maybe you have something you've talked to your neighbors and your kids and nobody can figure out how to get whatever that is doing whatever it is you want it to do. This may be the guy. Here's how this works. He has a monologue. Immediately after he's finished with his monologue, we go to you and we take your calls. First come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS or from any cell phone, star KTRS. And Jose is brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And here to help you stop going crazy with whatever it is technically that's bugging you, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
If you don't mind, Jose, I have a great story.
By all means.
And this is not so much about some gizmo and how to unlock, reboot. This is a social media situation. My sons are in the restaurant business, all right? They run restaurants. And this past week, they have more waitresses than they do waiters, and so they're always having people come in to fill out an application. And I think this is true of most any business. We've all been in stores where over to the side there's somebody obviously has come in to ask if they can have an application to fill out. So last week they're in a sort of a little manager's meeting over in the corner before the rush lunch business starts, and in walks a very attractive female to apply for a waitress job. And the manager can't get up quickly enough to get her an application because, let's face it, folks, guys, we like when we see an attractive woman, and unfortunately, but it is true, and you've all seen those things where on the street corner, a very homely woman drops something and nobody picks it up, but a hot, smoking hot chick drops it, and eight guys dive for it to pick it up. So he jumps up to get her an application, and my son said, when he came back to the table after she's filling out, he said, there's something not right. There's something weird. So after she left, my son goes on Facebook, because he has her name. Bingo! It's a guy! It's a guy.
It's a guy.
Yeah. Now, here's the dilemma. There's no application that I know of that says previous work experience, education, blah, 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 blah. Are you a transvestite? I don't think that's on the application. So I guess I'm thinking, would they have known, or would they have just suspected, or would they even have done that? This is a case where something like Facebook, for all the bullying and the negative stuff, Here's a case where, and Jose, would you agree? I'll bet you most any employer who, unless they're clueless about social media, I'll bet you every one of them goes to Facebook to see what you've posted. And there's the other part to the story is it's not just about, well, do we give her a job because she's a he? It's once they go to the Facebook page and see very inappropriate things on Facebook. Folks, this is what will kill you in getting a job. And this is why, and I'm sure Jose will agree with me.
Absolutely.
Before you put something on your Facebook page because you think it's going to be cool and funny to your buddies, you have to remember it also may be looked at 6 months from now, 2 months from now, tomorrow, by somebody who's thinking about hiring you. So think not just twice, three or four times before you put something really stupid on your Facebook page, especially something inappropriate. So they didn't have an opening, and the end of this story, there is no end. He, she, it didn't get hired or rejected because of the sexual orientation, because there's not an opening. But I think in Missouri, it is a, we've talked about this before, it's an at-will work state. So, yeah, you cannot hire somebody because of that if you want to. Because there are certain businesses where, look, I if I could meet this person, he, she, whatever, I'd say, ma'am or sir, I think you're in the wrong part of the country to be a transvestite. Mid-Missouri, the Ozarks, is not exactly red carpet welcoming transvestite country.
No, but how did the manager feel when he found out? If he,
like
when
he jumped idiot. Up? Like an idiot, because he made two or three comments about how hot she was. And then when my son said, hey, come here, I want to take a look at this, he showed him a Facebook page and went, you got to be kidding me. And then he said something like, I can't believe it, I was almost attracted to a dude. So watch the Facebook stuff. That's the lesson. And Jose, it's also true, even though you remove it, it's archived. People can still go pull up what was on there.
Correct? Yeah, it just gets more and more difficult to find and get at it. But if it's there, you can eventually get at it.
So that's my only contribution. You guys have anything for Jose?
No. No good stuff.
Jose, I believe it is all yours.
Yeah, that's very good advice, Frank. Be careful what you put on your Facebook page, because in the next weeks, months, years coming up, when you're looking for, quote-unquote, a real job, and they're going back looking through your college days going, huh, so that's how you do that. That's not good. Apple, March 18th, Friday, is going to be the day they're going to release for sale the iPad Air 3 and the 4-inch iPhone 5SE. You can actually begin ordering them on Tuesday, March 15th.
And wait, aren't they on iPhone 6?
They are getting ready for iPhone 7, but they
but
are
they're
on
releasing
6 and 6S.
Another 5?
A new 5SE. I guess the 5S.
I can't follow.
The 5SD
no,
was not available.
was there ever a 2S? I don't think so.
No, I think it was 1. I think the S's didn't start till 4 or 5.
By the way, sidebar, Dan, I see you're on the screen, one name, and for whatever reason, it won't let me kick you my message of acknowledgement that I got. I'm sorry, folks, we have to do
it. Okay.
So it won't let me write you for some reason on the screen, but I got you one name up there, right? Dan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. More to follow. Sorry, folks. Let me give the numbers again, because we're obviously got a little glitch in the system here. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. Sorry. Go ahead, Jose.
There is a new iOS warning. There's a bug. It affects the 64-bit processors in iPhone 5Ss, 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, iPad Air 2s, iPad Mini 3s and 4s, and the sixth generation of the iPod Touches. Apparently somebody was experimenting with the most recent release of the operating system. If you set the date of your phone to January 1st of 1970, it bricks the phone. It makes it no longer usable. People have tried going through iTunes to reactivate the phones. That doesn't work. It seems that the only fix for these things is a visit to the Apple Store. So we often warn you about websites not to go to. This is something, do not try this at home, because it will more than likely make your iPhone a beautiful doorstop.
Wow. And what is it again they should not go to?
They should not set the date on their phone to January 1st, 1970.
Okay.
Apparently, it sets the internal clock below zero, and that causes the iPhone to freak out.
So we'll put that right in that same list of things not to do, right under do not go to lemonparty.org.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
And then last but not least, AT&T is starting to do field testing of the next cell phone speed system called 5G. Right now, everyone is 4G LTE. The next one's going to be 5. Should be 10 to 100% faster than what we have now. You can expect to see it probably in 2020. Or as early as 2018 when they get the actual standards hammered out between all the companies.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
And I think lots of people, when I ask this, in their heads will be going, yeah, I wondered that too. When I look at my phone, I'll see 4G
yes.
or I'll see LTE. What the heck? Which is better and faster and what means I'm getting a better? What does that mean?
4G LTE is the fastest cell phone signal you have. CDMA is the next one down.
I've never seen CDMA. Does it say LTE and 4G at the same time or is it one or the other?
I believe it should say it at the same time.
Okay. So either one is good.
Right. And then coming up, you're going to have 5G.
Well, thank goodness.
And for those of you who are wondering, because I know there's one or two I'll get questions on, 5G stands for fifth generation.
Okay.
It's the fifth generation of the Wi-Fi system for cell phones.
And there was never a 2G.
Yes.
There was?
Yes.
Okay. You know, this goes right in there with that when you're behind a car. And I know a little bit about cars, not a lot, but you'll see it's the something model 430 or 320, or there's a reason for those numbers, and it's
yes.
liters. It's like 3.2 liters would be the Chevy something. American-made cars don't tend to do it the way
BMW usually does it.
Yeah, and lots of other imports do the right. 620. Well, that's 6.2 liters, but no, 98% of people don't know what that means.
Yeah, usually this first number is the series, like 3, 5, or 7. Like a 325 is a BMW is the third
okay,
series.
Okay, yeah. In BMW's case, you're right.
And a 225 is 2.5 liters.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that.
Well, you do.
I don't know if anybody needs to know. Let's take some calls. What do you say?
Please.
Dan, we got a little bit of a... Is Katie still up first?
Yes.
Okay, she's been home a long time. Katie, we appreciate that. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Katie.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Quick question. This Windows 10, because I kind of signed up to do it, but I still haven't changed over to Windows 10.
Yes.
If you do and you have a program that doesn't operate under Windows 10,
yes.
is there a way in Windows 10 to run that program as Windows 7?
They have compatibility software built into Windows 10. It may or may not work. The easiest thing to do is part of the install process. When the first splash screen comes up, there's a hamburger menu, the little three lines in the upper left-hand corner.
Okay.
You will click that, and then toward the bottom, it'll run a check of your system and look at all of the programs you have installed and report back and tell you that you've got an application that's not going to work. Likely what you're going to need to do is contact the manufacturer of that program and see whether they have a specific setup in Windows 10 to make it run, or if they have a new update to the app, to the software itself.
Okay. If you get to that point, though, and it's a critical application for my use,
yes.
can I back out of updating?
Once you've installed Windows 10, you have 30 days on the clock to uninstall it, to go back to what you had before.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Katie. Would you agree we've had more questions about Windows 10 than any other single thing you've ever discussed?
Probably so. It's probably the biggest change to the operating system Microsoft's made in a while.
Yeah. Mike is next. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Mike?
I just wanted to give somebody an update. My two kids in college have new iPhones they got in December. My data usage from Verizon on my bill went up $200 in December and $300 in January.
Whoa.
I was freaking out, and nobody gave me an answer. Finally, my son texted me back, and on the new iPhones, there was some kind of a device. There's some kind of a thing you have to turn off, which if you are in a situation where you want wireless internet and your LTE 4G is stronger, it automatically puts the LTE 4G on when you're paying for data time versus the free wireless internet. I thought it was a rip-off. I actually contacted an attorney. Both my kids have since turned it off, but it cost me $500 for extra data, and nobody told us about it in the iPhone. You have to disconnect that the the LTE 4G overrides the wireless internet, which is free. Are you paying for data time? It was nuts.
It looks for the fastest speed available.
Right, and but you can override it, because if the fastest is an LTE 4G, if they're at College of Mizzou, for example, you're screwed because you're paying for all that data time.
Yes.
And they've not had a problem with the wireless internet. It works fine. It's just the phone made that decision, and it cost me $500.
Mike, how old's your son?
23.
Yeah. Porn uses a lot of data.
Yes, it does.
Well, he swears he's studying for his accounting degree and his MBA, and I said, I did that, except we had a different MBA to study for.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm serious. If you don't do that and the kids are away at school, you're going to call your data goes through the roof.
Well, the same thing happens. And the same thing happens when you travel, too. That's another mistake a lot of people make is they don't bother to check to see what's going to cost them. Dan, remember, I go back to Jamaica.
Yeah. Especially out of your country. Yeah.
Dan Strauss, we were in Jamaica, and he thought, this is almost nothing. It's a minimal charge. Use my phone, everybody. And got back home, and the bill was hundreds of dollars. Mike,
$600
thank you.
Over.
Thank you for the call. I'll never forget. That was a great story.
Oh, my goodness.
Randy is next. Randy, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How you doing? AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. I've got sort of an odd question. It's time to do some recycling on some desktops, and I'm talking like Windows 98. We can forget about 10, and I think there might be one with an XP, and I'm looking to, or I'm thinking I should, back up all this that's on the hard drive, right, on a extended, external drive.
Okay.
And I'm just curious of how difficult will it be to go back to the ancient stuff to back this up, and is it even worth it, and can I put it onto a new computer?
The only things that you're going to probably want or be able to use off of the old computers are your personal files.
Okay, that's pretty much all I really need.
Yeah, and it should be usable on any of the new applications, depending on what application. If you wrote it in Word back then, Word will recognize it now. If it's an Excel file, Excel will recognize it now.
Okay, so then I guess my biggest concern is just getting, like, what is it, a 1.5 USB to back it up to one of the terabyte external drives?
Oh, they make lots of different sizes. 2 terabyte is the standard now.
Okay,
but you can get them as small as half a terabyte, and I think you can get 5 terabyte drives.
Okay, all right. So it's not a big deal to back up. I like the personal files is what I was more concerned about.
No, moving those off the old ones and using them on your new one would be just fine.
Okay, all right, great. I think you answered my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Randy. Steve, it's your turn. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Steve?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Jose, I have to take photos at work and email them to the office. And on my iPad, I'm used to when I would send these email photos in, they would come over as a thumbnail and be able to be opened up that way so that they could be printed out. But lately, they've just been coming over as photo, and they're either too large or too small. Is there a setting? We've checked all those settings, and they seem to be matched up with the same settings in my iPhone. Is there something that I can look at to get that to go back to going across as a thumbnail to open up?
So have you sent one from your iPhone and see if it shows up as a thumbnail?
It does not.
It
does come across as a thumbnail.
And what are you using? Not your phone. What are you using to send them now?
An iPad.
Yes. If they're the same on the phone and the pad, it should be. Are the iOS is the same version?
Yes, we're thinking that maybe on an update, the last update, that it would have changed something, but they're both updated the same.
Where'd you purchase your iPad?
Through Sprint.
Through Sprint. The best recommendation I have is visit an Apple store and talk to a genius, or if you will, visit any of the Best Buys. They have a cell phone center sort of in the middle of the store. They have representatives from all of the major carriers. I'd go and have a chat with one of their salespeople that's from the Sprint carrier and ask them what's going on and show them, because I can't think of anything offhand. If they're equally set up, they should arrive the same.
Yeah, their company phones and iPads, and I have colleagues, and there's a couple of those guys. They seem to be coming through okay, so that makes me think that it's not the update. So, okay, I'll tell them that we need to look into it that way then.
That would be the best.
Thank you.
Good luck. You, Steve. And whoa, hold on. The heck?
What happened there?
That sounded like I think the police are right outside the door. We'll wrap it up with John. John, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Good, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I have an iPhone 6, and I downloaded the latest operating system, 9 and 9 point whatever. And when I did that, my voice text will not work, and my Siri will not work either. I didn't know if... Do I need to go to the See a Genius or something I can do?
I'd probably start with the Apple website.
Okay.
And go to there, because I can't imagine that if you're having it, other people aren't having it as well.
Just search that?
Yeah, do a search for it and see if something pops up.
Okay. It seems to be the only thing that's wrong. And, you know, of course, when I'm driving, I, you know, try to use that a lot. So
absolutely.
Kind of important. So, all right, appreciate it.
Good luck.
Jose, I love the way you talk about the geniuses. I can't ever decide if you really think they know what they're doing or if you do it the way, you know how somebody go, look at that genius. Somebody does something stupid with a skateboard.
Leave it up
or something.
To everybody else's determination.
Well, you know, genius, you know, Einstein. I'd call him a genius.
Well, don't they call themselves? Isn't it called the Genius Bar?
Yes.
Yeah. Where else can you go where somebody goes, hey, look, I'm a genius. They call themselves genius.
And they have business cards that say genius on them.
Oh, not too bad. Strike up the band, please, for me. There it is. If you need to get in touch with Jose, he has an email address that he makes public for all the world to see. It is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. He is brought to you, let's not forget, by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. Jose, we will see you next Monday.
Sounds fabulous.
Done. Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. And off we go into the wild blue yonder, as the song says, to check on traffic with Tim Wyland.
All right, Frank, they cleared that stall or accident that was on southbound 55 near Gasconade. Now, you still have some slow pockets coming out of from the Poplar Street Bridge down through about 4500 South Broadway before things open up after that. And they were still working with an accident on westbound Manchester at Clarkson. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great tech for your business, from laptops, tablets, smartphones, to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for details. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. Knowing what a huge Kanye West fan John Landolf is, I thought I would... Tell everybody you're back in town. Folks, here is the number one Chevrolet dealer in the United States of America, John Landolf.
Yeah. How you doing, Frank?
Doing fantastic, John.
You sound great.
Well, thank you.
You sound good. I'm just going to take a stab in the wind. I bet you look great today.
Whoa.
I slept late?
Look great?
Look great.
I bet you look great. I bet you just look fantastic.
No, I look like I always. I look fat like I always do. I look fat and bald. Yeah.
No. I'm still a good-looking guy.
You see the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition? They have three different covers. Did you see these women? Did you guys see this?
No.
I saw they consider a plus-size model one.
Yeah. Well, now because everything has to include everybody and we have to be so politically correct, they have, you know, what would have been their cover girl, a hot babe, and then another hot babe who's a little bit heavier, not much. And then I think this woman is a size... 15 or 16, which is pretty close to the average size woman in America, and she's on the cover, and they're all three gorgeous, I might add. But what I find interesting is that you have to be so careful what you call people. So this word plus, and I love the one queen. Yeah. Well, she's a queen size.
Queen size?
Yeah.
Well, then what do they call it for us? What do they call it for us?
That's exactly where I was headed. We have the men's big and tall store, but they don't have a name. You don't hear, he's a plus size man.
No, they have lard.
Are you a king?
What?
Right? You're a plus king.
Yeah, plus or king.
Plus king.
Kingly.
I don't have any problem with the word fat. I know you're not supposed to, but if somebody said, hey, I got a great store you might want to try. They sell pants for fat guys. I'd go, give me the name. Where is it? I wouldn't be offended by that. But with women, you got to be careful, man. You better make it sound appealing. Queen. She's queen size. She's plus.
Well, yeah. And it's a joke, too, what they consider a plus-size model.
I mean,
most of the time, it looks like a normal woman.
Yeah, because what is the average dress size in this country? I think they say is like 12
or
14.
Something?
Yeah, 12, 14. So this woman's 15 or 16.
How do you know that?
I study
women. You've done research? You're studying women's
I'm a student
clothing.
Of women. I'm a connoisseur
you're studying,
of women.
You're studying women's dress sizes.
No, women's bodies.
Bodies.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. I study their bodies.
Yeah. So does that mean that you went and bought your wife something beautiful, like a beautiful dress?
No, we've talked about this before. I've never in my life bought a dress for my wife. I think that's a mistake because the chances of you getting it right, the style, the color, the length, the size, the way the shoulder, blah, 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 the chances of you getting it right are slim to none. She's going to take it back. You don't buy dresses for women unless you're in a movie like Robert Redford with Demi Moore. Remember that thing, Indecent Proposal, where he has the shop send to her room this gorgeous dress, and of course it fits perfectly.
Perfectly.
He doesn't even know
exactly.
Her.
That would never happen.
Or if you know their size, then you go to Victoria's Secret and you pick out this little lingerie outfit that you really
Dan.
Like.
Getting weird.
Okay, but here's the problem. Think about this. Let's say whatever it is, dress, lingerie. You buy it and bring it home and go, here, happy Valentine's Day. She opens it. You're going to lose if it's too small, okay? And you're going to lose if it's too big. Because if it's too big, she'll look at you and go, oh, you think this is what you think of me, that I'm this big? If it's too small, you're going to lose too because she's going to say, well, I guess this is your way of letting me know I can't get into something like this.
Well, you have to do
the
research.
When I see these women, because they're just super skinny, and of course, are wearing the skin tight clothing to show how skinny they are.
Easy, John.
The bones bulging out.
Bulging out? Easy. What?
Bones. You know what? Oh. You know what I think about?
Bones
when was the last
bulging
time they had
out.
A cheeseburger? When was the last time they had like a double cheeseburger with everything on it? And like the extra large order of fries.
Well, the best is when you see these Hardee's commercials and somebody like Heidi Klum is taking a big bite out of a big triple bacon cheese. She wouldn't eat that.
Mm-hmm. You know they have a bucket right there for her to spit it right out when she.
Yep.
Well, he's not kidding. That's
no,
how
I know. They don't.
No, that's how they do those shoots. They have a bucket and the people spit the food in it. I did a Mavrocos candy commercial years ago. And my line was, Mavrocos. And I would take a bite of a chocolate-covered coconut Mavrocos candy. I must have spit into a plastic-lined trash bucket 40 pieces of candy. Because if you had eaten all the takes, you'd be sick.
It took you that many takes?
See, he...
He has to
do
it.
I've done a few spots with you. You're good. But I think you just wanted to eat the candy. You didn't spit any candy out.
I spent 8 years in the ad agency business, and I will tell you that a lot of times a director will deliberately insist on multiple takes because they're on the clock. They get paid sometimes by the hour. So does the crew.
There you go. You're right.
So the crew, it's studio time by the hour, they got a deal behind the scenes. You're like, I'll keep them in here 3 hours and make them do 60 takes. And if you don't think that happens, then you've never know much about the business because it does. But, yeah, it took several takes to do it and a lot of disgusting, half-eaten. By the way, that Mavrocos, that's not around anymore, is it? That was good candy.
I don't think so.
What do we have? We have Bissinger's and we have another local.
So good, why don't you keep spitting it out?
Because, John, you can't eat 50 pieces of candy. Okay, I'll give you this.
You're sick.
Why a few?
We talked about this the other day. I mean, when my candy jar is full, I'm happy.
Oh, we have MERBs, too. We have MERBs. Yeah. Is Bissinger's local?
That's yeah, local. I think yes. they are. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, both good. Yeah. Both good. So, how
very,
you doing?
Very, very good.
How you doing?
Well, I'm thinking about candy. I'm hungry. I end up, you know, I'm on the phone with you. I'm working hard all day, and I'm thinking, now I'm hungry. Thinking yeah. about candy. But I can tell you one thing. I never spit any candy out into a trash can.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live Saturday night?
No, I did not.
Man, you missed a great, great musical performance by Kanye West. Fantastic.
Okay, get off of it, will you? Come on.
Oh, man.
Everybody, you're back.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Is that your...
Are you in the bathroom?
Whoa. What was that?
I had to bring this card in. It's my favorite. It's a Valentine's card. It's got this little baby with the bow and arrow, Cupid light. And the front cover says, love is in the air. Then you open this thing up. And it says, try not to be downwind.
I don't think that's romantic.
Who got you that? Mimi? Did Mimi get you that card?
I got it for her. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's not romantic at all.
Oh, man.
It's funny, though.
I think it's hilarious.
Hey, she's put up with me for 35, 36 years of dating and marriage. Believe me, she...
Do you do the Dutch oven to her?
I'm sorry?
You do the Dutch oven to her? Is that why she gave you that card?
I don't know how to answer you.
He's asking personal bedroom questions. I don't think are any of his business. Well, do you? Since he's already asked.
That's wrong.
That is wrong.
That's wrong, but I tell you what's right.
What?
What's right in the world.
The deals.
The AM and the PM crowd. They came out again in numbers this weekend. They're the best. Love them with Johnny Law and Dr. Blake. AM and the PM crowd, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Frank and Dan and Ian, thank you for everything that you do for us by talking for us and getting great listeners to come and see us.
You pay dearly for it, and you remind me of that all the time.
No, not really. No, I got to be honest. No, just being able to call you a friend, that is worth.
Whoa.
How much is it worth? Go ahead.
That's kind of worth.
Are you getting choked up?
Almost worth.
Worth the money, okay?
It's almost worth the price on the invoices.
But I tell you what we need to sell. We need to sell some Silverados. So we're going to give you $3,000 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade-in. We need trade-ins, and we need to sell Silverados and Colorados, Suburbans and Tahoes. We need to sell everything. And 159 on a cruise limited lease, 2016. Cruise limited lease, 159 a month. That's a great deal. So a lot of great deals. You know, I'm a little sick of this snow, but good thing it's
Good-looking weekend.
It's melting.
I said unbelievable.
It's melting.
Bumping 70 by Sunday or so.
Oh, hey, John, before we forget, happy President's Day.
Yeah, happy President. You're the president, aren't you, of Johnny Londo Chevrolet?
I am the president. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. I might have forgotten that.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. You
know, Frank probably had it written down somewhere on a post-it note.
I just pulled the forecast. Look at this. Friday... 70 degrees.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable. Yes, it really is. But,
are you kidding me?
All in all, this winter has not been horrible.
No, it hasn't.
It's not been anything like the winter of 2014, which was ridiculously cold. That was the 10 below zero.
Yes, don't want to go back there.
No. Well, you had a pipe burst at your house, and I did too, right? Didn't you?
Yeah. We had just done work on our basement, completely redid the finished basement, told them to have a pipe break in a back room that Mimi convinced me not to do anything with. Just leave that, there for now. We'll just use it for storage and whatnot. And man, again, is she smart?
You used it for storage and whatnot. Did you have any whatnots in there? Because when I was a kid, we had a called whatnot shelf. And it was a little knick-knack shelf. And in the South, they called it the whatnot shelf.
Whatnot shelf?
Yeah. It's a little tidbit of information for people.
I mean, if you, whatnot, storage.
I heard John Kasich in the debate use fixin'. He said, we're fixin', and then he followed it with something like... you know, we're fixing to get ourselves in a real mess here. And I thought, wait a second, fixing, that's Southern talk.
Hey, being from the South, did you ever hear of the term tumped over?
No.
Tumped over. Yeah, tumped over. It's an Arkansas thing. I was with my girlfriend Sandy and her son, and she said, ask him if he knows. And he said that I wouldn't know. And he
what
said,
does it mean?
Tumped over. It's like it fell over or something like that, or tumbled over. Never but they say it. Tumped over in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Well, fixing is that's a Texas term.
No, Tennessee, we use it all the time. I'm fixing to go to school. Hey, what are you doing? I'm fixing to go to school. I'm fixing to
yeah,
go
like,
to
like I said, it's, you know, Texas and Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Bruce.
Unbelievable.
I'm fixing to tump over.
But you know what? This political thing. Is,
you say I'm fixing to fix my car?
Yeah. I'm fixing to get my car fixed.
No, they would. I'm fixing to take a car down to get it fixed. That's exactly what we'd say. And then I'll see you directly.
Yeah.
See you directly.
Yeah. Getting all busted up.
What?
Mm-hmm. Busted up. That's a fight.
That's a Kanye West thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
So what do you need to sell most? Let's get this done, because we can do this. Silverados, that's the number one item on the list?
Silverado, Colorado, Suburbans, Tahoes. We need to sell trucks. The cars are doing great. We got a lot of inventory, new and used, and up to, if you don't have a trade-in, you say, well, hold on, you're giving me $3,000 over Kelly Blue Book for my trade-in. On a Silverado, Colorado.
And that's any trade-in? Well, that's a $1,500 car even? $3,000
over Kelly Blue Book.
For any trade-in?
Over Kelly, yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa. Yeah, Frank.
That's good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, if you like it, I know your listeners will like it.
All right.
Can we call them our listeners, Frank?
Well, sure.
Can I get a little bit more personal?
Sure.
Because I love the AM and the PM crowd. So we're open late tonight. So give us a call at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. I'm telling you what, man, it's just...
Now I'm convinced that's not a card at all. That's his lunch.
He did the one cheek sneak on the air.
I laughed out loud so hard when I was buying this card. People were spinning around looking at me like I
was. Why does that never stop being funny?
That one, too, has great resonance to it. It's almost like the porcelain bowl you can hear the echo from.
Yeah, good description. My wife doesn't think that sound is funny. My wife. That's the single funniest sound in any form or variation. It's the universal funny sound.
Yeah. Mimi probably doesn't think it's too funny, but poor thing, she's got to live with it.
He's called his wife a thing.
John comes, honey, I'm home.
Honey? Hi, how are you?
Hey, where are
man,
you, thing?
Honey, I'll tell you what, dinner was great.
He's getting a big kick out of this.
I gotta go.
All right, yes, you do. We'll send you some business, all right? All right, John. He's heard that sound his whole life. I've heard it my whole life. I could be 90 years old. If somebody plays that noise or makes that noise, you burst out laughing.
I know.
You can't help it. That's what we need. We need something that's universally fun and funny. All right, let's see what's coming up. Playhouse is coming up. We'll get to that in a minute. I got a minute or two here, don't I? The Grammys. We'll talk about this in the Playhouse, too, I guess. Grammys on tonight. Hey, LL Cool J is back as the host for like the fifth or sixth time, I think. So, well, he does a good job. What's with the beret? I don't know that I... Does that
I
mean
know.
Something?
Yeah,
does
I don't
that
know.
Have some significance or something? All right, let me... what do you think? Break or do some business?
Yes, we can break.
We'll break. We'll get Bill Cleveland in here. Other little business. Before you know it, it's Playhouse time and a great joke we haven't done for a while. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's a guy that does the one cheek sneak in the plane every once in a while.
Yeah.
Really makes the pilot
mad. No.
No.
I can't get out.
I learned my lesson a long time ago from someone else that they ripped one in there. That we didn't crash is beyond me. It was that bad, and then I swore I would never, ever, ever will I ever do that.
No. All right. Go ahead, Tim Weiland.
All right. We're looking pretty good on the highways. You know, this being a holiday, you know, we've just had a couple of incidents. It looks like they've cleared the accident westbound Manchester at Clarkson. You're running great now on southbound 55. No delays approaching the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. Just a little bit heavy from Lindbergh through Schutz on westbound Page. And this report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has great tech for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for details. Make up and running happen. Staples make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Amazing Siding has an unbelievable pre-spring manufacturer's rebate promotion going on now. If you schedule now, you can receive 0% interest for 5 full years, plus a $2,250 manufacturer rebate towards the purchase of Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows, plus an $1,125 rebate towards the purchase of any Infinity fiberglass patio door. That's like starting your estimate with thousands off right from the start. On top of the rebate, take advantage of no money down, no interest for 5 full years, and maybe the best part, you don't even have to make a payment for the first 5 months. You only have a couple of weeks to schedule. 2015 manufacturer rebates and financing expire February 20th. So, to take advantage, call them now. Call Amazing Siding at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSTL.com. Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Is your next paycheck truly yours? Or is it already promised to the credit card companies in the form of high interest, late fees, and debt payments? When you owe people money, they own you. But there's a way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. Imagine resolving your debt in the shortest amount of time possible and saving the most money possible. To find out how for free, all you have to do is call 1-800-300-5254. At Clear One Advantage, we'll negotiate with your creditors to reduce the total amount of money you owe and set up a low, affordable monthly payment program. In fact, if we don't resolve your debt, we don't get paid. Stop promising your paychecks to your creditors. Settle your debts and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-300-5254. It's a free phone call, and the information is life-changing. So don't wait. Call 1-800-300-5254. That's 1-800-300-5254.
Insurance. Gotta have it. Hassles. Don't need it. That's why you should call Weiss Insurance, the insurance shopping center. They represent many different companies and obtain multiple quotes, so you don't waste hours on the phone. They will save you money on your home, auto, business, health, and life insurance. Call Weiss Insurance at 855-55-WEISS and find out how much time and money they can save you.
855-55-WEISS.
Weiss Insurance. Your insurance shopping center. Online at Weiss.
Spelled
WEISS-INS.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
From downtown. downtown St. Ooh. Louis. Yeah. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Folks, if you're AM and the PM and you don't just want to talk the talk, but you want to walk the walk, or in this case, ride the ride, you're not going to be caught in any other cab but a Laclede cab. And the app STL Taxi is free. It's easy to use. Please download it. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Real well. Happy President's Day to everybody, of
you
course.
You too. It's a huge, huge holiday.
And as the history buffs will already know, the holiday was first started back in 1885. When then-President George Washington was looking for a deeply discounted mattress and dining room table. That's how it all started way
wow,
back
I didn't
then.
Know that.
Yeah. And during the recent Democratic presidential debate, Hillary Clinton told the audience, "We are not England, we are not France."
I didn't know that.
And then Bill Clinton yelled out, "I saw someone's underpants."
Oh,
that's a true story. That happened too.
Yeah, child.
And finally, this afternoon.
Whoa, what flew by.
A new poll suggests that British people, on average, only wash their bed sheets 3 times a year.
What?
3 times a year. And, no, I'm sorry, that's how often they brush their teeth.
But oh,
that,
boy.
That actually is true, that 3 times a year thing. Isn't it disgusting?
No, wait, that's all they wash the sheets on their bed?
Yes, that was that's what the story was.
I can't even believe that.
Gross. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. What's the deal with that? Those European people, they just different. They have different hygiene habits than we do. If you are changing jobs, my daughter is now a 6th week into her new job, and so far so good. And she's not thinking about retiring. She's only 27 years old, but she did change jobs, and there wasn't a 401k to worry about rolling over, or she didn't have to, because she didn't have one, but now she does. So if she changes jobs again, you know what I'll do? I'll have her make an appointment, have a chat with Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, as you should. If you're considering retiring or changing jobs and you have any kind of retirement account, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are with Stifel Nicolaus and have been for almost 30 years. Stifel is a member SIPC and NYSE. I know what one of those things means. I could look up the other ones, but we don't have time. You just need to know that they're members. And we